Hello and welcome everybody to this week's SEC Modcast. I'm Harry from CCAS and I'll be giving you all the latest this week in SEC change. In this episode, we'll be talking you through a new draft proposal, our change board subcommittee outcomes, the modifications going to the working group next week, some meeting details for an ad hoc working group, and an authority decision. Okay, so we have one new draft proposal to inform you about, which is draft proposal 144, the charging of random sample privacy assessments. So a random sample privacy assessment is an assessment carried out by an independent privacy auditor to identify the extent to which another user is compliant with each of its obligations. Any costs which are incurred in the completion of a random sample privacy assessment are then socialized across all users. Because of this, it results in the industry as a whole paying for assessments which only other users undertake. Next up, we have the outcomes from the change subcommittee this week. We have the following draft proposals for decision. Draft proposal 136, the enduring ITCHIS compliance related to RF. So the DCC's derogation period for Intimate Communications Hub Interface Specification, or ITCHIS, radio frequency levels ended in March 2020. A number of electricity meters remain in the supply chain, but not installed, that are no longer compliant following the end of the derogation, which would make them unusable. This draft proposal was recommended to be withdrawn, with the issue here being discussed between the DCC and the ITCHIS working group. All of the other following modifications: draft proposal 141, SRV visibility for devices on SSI, draft proposal 142, clarification to the MMC, and draft proposal 143, incorporating IRPs into GBCS version 3 series, were all approved by the CSC to be recommended for conversion to modification proposals, with draft proposals 141 and 143 proceeding to refinement, and draft proposal 142 being progressed as a fast-track modification. Our next news item is that the monthly working group meeting will be taking place on the 7th of October 2020. The 8 following modification proposals will be going to the meeting for discussions. We have SEC MP24, Enduring Approach to Communication Hub Firmware Management, Modification Proposal 85, Synchronization of Smart Meter Voltage Measurement Periods, Modification Proposal 106, KISM Update for Unknown WAN Variant, Modification Proposal 138, DCC Service Testing in ETAD, Modification Proposal 139, MVP and IVP Dates for CHITS, Modification Proposal 140, the Comms Hub Stock Transfer, SEC MP15, the GPF Timestamp for Reading Instantaneous Gas Values, and SEC MP56, the IHD PPMID Zigbee Attributes available on the HAN. And in addition to our usual monthly working group meeting, we also have an ad hoc working group meeting coming up for SEC MP46 to allow DNOs to control electric vehicle chargers connected to smart meter infrastructure. And this will take place on the 14th of October 2020 at 12:30 p.m. And finally, following a decision by the authority, SEC MP15 GPF timestamp for reading instantaneous gas values has been sent back. It will now be sent to the panel on the 16th of October for discussion and to outline further work needed. And that's all we have time for in this episode. As usual, we will be posting a new modcast to the SEC website every week. And if you have any requests for what you want us to cover, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I have been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.